Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Banging in the gym cause I'm a gangster bitch. I'm gang banging in the strip on some gangster shit. Hammering the truck and I can bang this clip. And if you wanna test us, I'll let the ratchet rip.
Wrapped up, tap back in the sack, say second. The suit stay pressed where the boys go grabbing. The clock keep ticking, the book keep trapping. This one phone call if I wanna tell flag my mom. Flag flip.
All right. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Joe.
But no happy holidays. Just Christmas.
No, not that shit.
How was your Christmas?
It's all right. It's better than usual. What about yours? Nice.
It's all right. I watched a nice Christmas movie called The Holdovers. I think, I don't remember when it came out. It like just came out. It's a brand new movie. It's got Paul Giamatti in it. And I remember there's a new guy. It's like his first ever film, basically. I forgot his name. But it's a great movie. I highly recommend.
What was it called again?
The Holdovers. It's about there's this private Christian school up near Boston, and these group of kids are, everyone's supposed to go home for Christmas break, basically. But the people that have to stay on campus for Christmas, they're called the Holdovers. It's almost like the Breakfast Club. That's what the movie felt like. But at one point, all of the kids end up leaving. This one rich guy, one rich kid, his dad comes in with a helicopter. And he just, pretty much just takes them all except for the one. The main kid, his mom calls. Or he calls his mom, I don't remember. And he's like, the mom's like, yeah, ever since I married your stepdad back in July or whatever, we haven't had a proper honeymoon. So we won't be going anywhere for Christmas break. You have to stay there. I was like, damn, that sucks. And then whenever the rich dad comes in with the helicopter, they like reach out to the kid's parents. They're like, hey, you okay with us taking them away on a helicopter? And they all said yes, and the parents of the main kid didn't answer, so he had to stay behind. But it's very, very good.
Relatable Christmas.
Yeah. It's a comedy, but there's like some serious moments to it. Yeah. Like the main the main kid, you can tell that there's like issues other than just like, because he's kind of like that rebellious kid, but he's also really smart. But
oh, so he's like the kid with glasses.
He actually doesn't have glasses, but he reminds me of my friend who's like the same type of person. And then Paul Giamatti is like he's the typical teacher that's, you know, super strict, or he's like Scrooge. Like, God doesn't exist. You have to, like, everyone fails, like, the final or the midterm exam except for the main kid. And so Paul Giamatti goes, looks like you're all getting flunked out. And then the one kid's like, can't we just, like, I don't know, retake it? And he's like, that's not a bad idea. We'll do a makeup exam. It's the same questions plus, like, new material. He's like that type of teacher. You have to read all these books over Christmas break and do all this studying and shit.
Per the rules.
Per the rules.
Per the rules, you are allowed it. One, it's simplary exam, period.
Yeah. But yeah, it was very good. I'd recommend it. It gets a little depressing at times, but I thought it was a great movie. It also, my favorite thing about it is, like, it's set in the 70s, like early 70s, and they film the movie like it's in the 70s. Like, it's all film. It's super grainy. And, like, I don't know. You can clearly tell it's not, like, digital. Like, more recent, like, the newer movies nowadays, everything's on fucking the shitty green, the volume. That green screen that Disney uses for everything. It's like everything's practical. I don't know. It was good. But yeah. Did you watch any Christmas movie, like any new Christmas movie? No?
New Christmas movie, I don't know.
Oh, you know what? It's been a year since we've seen the Mean One.
Oh, damn.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Damn, you still have to rent that thing. $5. I'd pay 20 for that movie.
Dude, I miss that movie so much.
Same. I'm glad Justin went to go see it with us, too.
Do what?
I said, I'm glad Justin went to go see it with us.
I know. He's like the perfect candidate.
Yeah. If only Chris was there. God, he would have hated that movie.
No, he would have loved it.
It would have been like 5 minutes in, and he would have turned to us and be like, "What the fuck are we watching?"
No, he would have loved it. he would have.
Probably. I mean, who doesn't love that movie? I mean, seriously, it's a fantastic movie. Borderline perfect.
I mean,
22 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a little low. I think there's some review bombing going on there.
It's a Liberals. They're fucking
29 in Metascore. Yeah, I think there's some review bombing going on there.
Like, I ranked it a 7. And they ranked it like a fucking 2. That's not fucking cool.
I need to know if they're going to make like a new one.
If they do.
No. Well, it doesn't look like it anyway.
There's a Terrifier 3.
Oh yeah, that comes out next year. I still need to watch Terrifier 2.
Yeah, yeah, I do too.
Apparently there is a... Oh, they have ideas for a sequel. And he pitched it to the Terrifier producers. So that might actually be kind of cool.
Dude, what if it was like Terrifier, but the third one?
Even more Terrifier.
How would you wrap your mind around that?
Let me brush something by you real quick. Imagine something terrifying, okay? But it's the third. You know what I'm saying? Like, isn't that incredible?
Oh, so we're like more millennial, but more steered?
Well, it's kind of more, you know, going against the man, as they say.
Yeah, fuck sticking the man.
flipping off the man, as they say. Going against society.
Yes, society.
Nah, this. I'm sure these pitch meetings for the Terrifier is like, all right, so let's get this guy and let's just like for 10 minutes straight, let's just have him dice people up graphically and just don't cut away from it ever and hey. Just, you know. Yeah.
Hey, you know how you're popular for like 10 minutes? All right.
That's it.
Yeah. That's pretty much.
Hey, you know how you were popular?
All
right, we're going to do that. We're going to do that again.
Yeah, we're just making another movie.
There's nothing to talk about.
I don't either.
The only thing I've been seeing on Twitter, I don't know who started it or why they started it. they've been doing like this Moneyball Lord of the Rings memes. It's pretty funny. Did you ever watch Moneyball?
Mm-hmm.
With Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
It's the baseball movie. I never watched it, but I knew it's like that very, I don't know. It's the more corporate side of baseball. You know, they're talking players and money and numbers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they keep having memes of like Brad Pitt is like Elrond or Gandalf, and they're picking their dream baseball team, but it's the Fellowship. And so I need to find some. They're hilarious. It blew up my Twitter like the past couple days. And then on top of that, more bots have followed me. One of them actually might not be a bot. However, they draw like furry shit.
Hell yeah, brother.
And I was like, go away.
Embrace it.
Embrace the fur.
Yeah.
Embrace welcome. The furry.
Welcome to the Jewish girl.
Welcome. The only way you can enter the Joe show, you gotta welcome the fur.
You gotta have a piss fetish.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
No, don't you dare, don't you dare.
Because I definitely have that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do.
Definitely did. Totally, dude. Totally.
Dude. I totally, totally got.
Have you seen that video? That good neighbor sketch? Dude, you totally F your sister. Dude, totally. Oh my god. It's an old YouTube video. It's from the couple guys that were on SNL for a little bit, and they're both basically supposed to be kids. Mm. And he's like, the one kid's like, "Dude, your mom's a MILF, man," and the other one's like, "Dude, totally. she's leaving notes in my lunchbox saying." Hope you come home soon, XOXO. Or no, can't wait for you to come home, XOXO. And then he like, they flip it, and he's like, but do you totally F your sister? He's like, dude, no, I don't. He goes, dude, I see how you're with her. You're always touchling her, kissing her, touchling her. Do you totally F your sister? He's like, dude, no. It's a stupid video, but holy shit, it's funny. Let me see if I can find it. Dude, totally, my mom's a MILF, man.
Damn, my grandma, you shit right on her, bro. Dude,
there you go. I put it in the Discord. This is so funny. Good neighbor stuff. That's what it was called. There ain't nothing to talk about. Come on, Twitter.
Yeah.
Give me some.
I'm sorry. I don't have anything. I'm a little lacking this evening.
Let's see.
Besides, like, fuck your mother.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't got nothing.
Well, if you done fucked a redneck, then you done know how to fuck your mother. I don't.
I saw somewhere that this dude who makes like Star Wars videos and shit.
Yeah.
He's extremely not racist, sexist. And it got to the point where
he's extremely Texist.
He's very Texist.
Hell yeah, brother. fucking control our borders, brother. I don't know.
he made a video and he was basically saying, yeah, all these girls have become Star Wars fans and they're obviously not Star Wars fans. They're just opportunists. And everyone's like, what? And then he made an AI video and they used Luke Skywalker, like Mark Hamill's likeness. And people on Twitter are like, hey, Mark Hamill, did you give him permission? And all he says is just no. Nothing else. Just no. And then now this guy's like crying and shitting himself because dumb retard makes stupid video and is trashed on about it.
Just you watch Mark Hamill make the shittiest Star Wars version, Kanye West version ever.
This is the Star Wars that everyone wants.
Oh, dude.
Especially the men. Especially the men.
Yeah,
no women allowed in my Star Wars.
Who gives a fuck besides... and honestly, who gives a fuck about Star Wars besides men? Oh my god, he misrepresented us.
Oh my god, Dad.
Oh my god, Dad. I like totally can't even break. Like, it's a fucking man. It's some blonde hair bitch. That's Princess Leia. I fucking dressed up as her. One Halloween when I was trying to act slutty. Now, why are they trying?
1 year, I dressed up as Slave Leia.
Slave Leia tried to get all these boys really, trying to fuck me.
Because that really shows the strong, independent side of me.
Yeah, I'm a fucking slave. Deal with it.
You just don't understand. You just don't understand. Okay? She has to do that to get Han Solo.
Clearly. You just don't get it. I'm like because
she had to. She had to do that so that Luke, my brother, will come and save me and Han Solo. Because then and just overall, I did nothing except for look hot. And sexy.
Can't you get it? I'm like a woman and I want my brother to fuck me, but like I'm too I want this other guy as a pirate.
I'm too stupid to do anything about it.
I want to get like fucked in the face.
Too stupid to do anything about it, so I'm just gonna be a slave to this slug thing.
Name it. Yeah, slug. I want to fuck a... Yeah, Jada Pinkett Smith. I want to fuck him.
Jimmy.
Yeah, but then Jared from Subway. I want to fuck him.
What was his last name? Jared.
Jared from the Subway. Hutt.
Jared from Subway.
Jared the Hutt from Subway.
It's just his face on Jabba. Let me see those feet. Come on.
Were you underage? Come on.
You wanna sub?
Were you type?
You wanna sub? I can put you on a healthy diet.
I'd get you 2 for $5. What are you saying about that? Oh, Jared, he's gonna hook me up. Cause I'm so hot, 14.
Oh my god.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
All right. Well, it's the Star Wars documentary about Jared from Subway
running a let's see. Running a brothel.
And they
they're all on the Subway diet.
Oh, you want to learn how to use 30 pounds? Hey, Marco Lopez. Hey. Marco Lopez.
Hey.
Hey, Joe. Hey.
Hey, I'm Mario.
Hey, Mario.
Hey, I'm Mario.
Hey, Mario. You go on my plane?
Sure. Is there subs on there from Subway?
Oh, dude, there's subs. Like, there's 13-year-old subs. Oh, sorry, 30-inch subs. 14-inch subs.
Thank you.
Dude, fucking 12-inch old subs. You worry about it.
I do love me some 13-inch subs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on, Marco. Let's go. We got all your fitness equipment on there, dude.
Dude, no way. But real quick.
Yeah, dude.
Real quick.
What is it, Marco?
You're being recorded. There's a camera over there.
No!
Camera over there.
No!
Camera over there.
Marco.
How many times do I have to say it? It's Mario.
Mario Lopez to catch a predator. Marco Lopez. Oh, no, habla inglés.
Jared, aren't you from Florida?
Oh, no, habla inglés. He just really quick, like, wipes some dirt on his face, and he's like, oh, no, hable. No, hable. No, me knows understand.
Oh, my God.
I just tries to run a business.
Jared, this is incredibly racist.
No, me no, Jared. Me Pablo's. You want to buy a tire now?
Oh, Pablo. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. See, yes, Pablo.
Well, I'm Mario.
Oh, hola, es Mario.
So I'm looking for this guy. His name's Jared from Subway.
Me son, no, I know about that.
No, I don't want miso soup. I just need to know where Jared from Subway is.
No, the miso soup for the younger baby Jared. Miso, no. I give you baby Jared right now. At $35.
I'm really concerned about the accent that you got going on here. Are you?
It's a job of the hut in a Mexicano and an Asian, yeah.
Job of the hut in a poncho. In a sombrero.
Oh, me so Jabba, yeah.
Jabba, I don't want miso soup.
No, secretas is, miso zone. Austin Powers, yes.
Yes, I've seen the movie, but I'm trying to find Jared from Subway.
Oh, so you know my business partners.
That would be kind of funny if this whole time Mario Lopez was undercover trying to find Jared Fogle.
That would be pretty cool.
But what was the show that
13 children? He's like, ah, I caught you.
What was that show that he was on? That was the
Saved by the
whole...
Bell.
No, it was the one that was like the you're on camera.
You haven't been saved by the bell.
What was the fucking show? Maybe he wasn't on that show. He was just on it for a little bit. He was on some
Mario Lopez.
Yeah. Wasn't it him that he was like? Belt. The one where he's like, "You're on camera." It's the reality show.
Hi, I'm Mario Lopez, and you've been caught selling crystal meth. What do you think of yourselves? And they start pulling guns.
I am actively looking for this show.
For Milo Lopez. You're on to catch a predator. Sir, why were you trying to meet with this super hot 14-year-old girl that I had dibs on? Like, she says she wanted to fuck, but, like... dude, you fucking know. It's alright. 14's like the new 25. It's cool.
You don't understand. The market nowadays, the...
prices have risen.
The demand outweighs the supply.
18. 25 is the new 18. Sarah, I'm Marco Lopez.
Marco.
I'm Marco Lopez. I'm with Turkish Predator. Listen here, quinoa. Marciano. Listen here, Marciano. I'm trying to bust up in that 14-year-old puss.
It's the show's called I Get That A Lot.
Hi, this is Marco Lopez. This is I Get That A Lot.
He didn't host it. He was on the episode. But that... His is the most, like, famous one, because he's like, I'm Marco Lopez. There's a camera over there.
Are you the guy from Saved by the Bell? No, I'm Marco Lopez. I'm with Dateline. Bye. I'm from Dateline. Yeah, so Marco, I'm trying to, like, fuck this 14-year-old girl. No, you should not. No. Should not do us
Marco
that.
Marco says no.
Cal says moo. Marco says no. No, I believe.
Just like Simon Game, Marco said no.
Simon says no, I play in fuck 14-year-old, yeah. How do you feel?
I get that a lot. Get
you've tried to... I'm just doing fucking indie at this point. This is Marco Lopez. I don't know. You tried to fuck a 15-year-old girl. I don't know. I've lost it. I'm gone. Yeah.
Well, this episode's going to suck.
Yeah, I already figured that.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's no okay. Cares. You got to carry it, Joe.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. Believe in yourself. Believe what Mario Lopez believed in you.
Let me channel my inner Marco.
Channel your inner catching a pedophile. Come on, Joey.
I gotta think in the mind of a predator.
4 years
Not
old,
an apex predator, but a Jared from Subway predator.
No, the one that preys on children over sandwiches.
All he wanted was to give kids a new proper Subway diet. And
I just,
took it
I just don't want kids to be fat. These fat like, fucking kids.
I don't want these stupid, I don't want these stupid fucking kids to be fat like well, I was fat. And then I started
stupid
eating
ass beep kids.
Then I started eating Subway and I magically lost weight.
They didn't know. They didn't stupid know that I like took diet
don't
pills.
Understand.
I watched that documentary and there literally was a part where it was like they want me to lose weight, but I'm eating all these fucking sandwiches.
The one on HBO?
It was like, they don't want me to fuck kids. I never fuck kids.
The fuck? Yeah, I never watched it. I saw it was on there, and I was like, I should probably watch that.
Oh, dude, it's pretty funny. It's literally just be like, no, I never fuck kids, and I eat with all these goddamn sandwiches. I gotta eat them all, but I'm not fucking kids. No, never.
No. I'll scarf down 5 Subway sandwiches all day to lose weight.
It's just turkey. It's turkey on white bread with minimal mustard. And no, I didn't fuck those kids.
You want to be on the Subway diet? It helps. I mean, look at me.
Sponsored by Subway. Do you want to lose weight? Fuck kids. Have you tried it? You should. Are you an ex-con? You should try fucking kids. Sponsored by Subway.
Eat.
Eat
kids.
Eat, pray, love. Eat fucking kids. Who cares? What are you, a fat shit? Try fucking kids. Available at Subway.
They all come in different shapes and sizes.
Do you want black, Chinese, Indian? Small, large, big. It's all good. It's the Subway.
It's the Subway. Way.
It's the Subs way. Come on. Come on in.
The Subs are whispering to me.
They attract you. You can't help yourself.
The Subs are speaking to me.
Come on. Get on that plane. Come on. Come on, Bill. Get on that plane. Bill, GW, get on that plane. Bill. Fuck those kids. It'll help you lose weight.
We're going to meet a guy named Jeff.
It's Robin Williams' ghost. Come on. It's not a big deal. You just fuck a kid. You have to be a genie for the rest of your life. Come on. Come on. Just fuck a kid.
It's the next step to the Subway diet.
They say it's unethical. But come on, it's just fucking a kid. Who gives a fuck? He's black. He's black. Who gives a shit?
Oh, yo. Jared from Subway is scheduled for prison release in 2029.
Oh, no. Don't fucking murder him, bikers. Some random vigilante. You don't fucking show up to his house.
I love how even like some of the news stories. Where is the Subway guy? Now and what is his potential release date? Jared from Subway documentary. Jared from Subway catching a monster. Jared from Subway. It's funny.
Jared from Subway is okay. Come on, just let him fuck kids. It's okay.
So he's gonna get released from prison. Start a new sandwich shop. Create a new sandwich diet.
That's fucking awesome. He's like, you know what this world needs? A pedophile sandwich.
He's just going to repeat what he did with Subway. I want kids to lose weight. And everyone's like, dude, you literally just did this. That's why you got into prison.
I want kids to lose weight so they're hot.
You understand.
Come on, show me your hot kids. Text www.jaredfromsubwaynotapedophile.com/subway. Let me know.
New Subway event. Send in your kids' feet for a chance to win a free sub.
Nickelodeon's partnership with Subway. If kids show their feet, they get a free foot long, a 2-inch foot long from an executive producer.
A free 10-inch. A free 2-inch chode.
Foot-long by Nickelodeon Studios, sponsored by SpongeBob/Fairly... Who gives a shit? Free, send those pictures of your kids.
A free 2-inch long, 8-feet wide... sub.
This is Jared from Subway. Let me fuck your kids. Come on now. Come on down. It's they're on the prices right. This is Jared from Subway. I'm offering $55 to let me fuck your kids. Steve Harvey's like, oh Lord, Jared done it again. Jared over there trying to fuck them kids.
No.
Jared's cheering. Yeah. I know that guy from somewhere.
Haven't I seen you before selling sandwiches and fucking kids?
On the deck, we got Jared from, what'd you do, Jared? Tell the people. Well, Steve.
Steve, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. So I, made a little company, Subway. But I fucked kids, yeah.
And Steve just pats his head. Oh, Lord. Oh, show me fuck them kids.
Bing. Number one. The top
don't answer. Know what the question was, but you won.
You got it.
Subway's on the board.
Next one. Who's next?
Kevin
Spacey.
Yeah, Mr. the Spacey family. Yeah. All right, Mr. Kevin. Spacey.
Now, Kevin, I just watched your movie. Fuck, what is it called? What's that movie?
Yeah, fuck it, what's it called? That's the movie?
What's the movie he was just in?
American Beauty, where you fucked that kid. Thanks, Kevin.
What? Where'd he go?
Excuse me, Kevin. Speak up.
Peter 5'8".
Oh, thank you, Kevin. That's the movie. All right, show my Peter 5'8". And fucking kid. The category is fucking kids. Show me Peter 5'8".
Bing, bing. Number two.
Oh, Spacey family on the board. That's not how the show works.
I have no idea what's going on right now, but
it doesn't matter.
I'm surrounded by pedophiles. I'm Steve Harvey, and this is
Family Feud. Steve Harvey done gone up his own money-making machine. Basic family, your turn. Something you do to a child. for 200. Alex Trebek possessed
Steve Harvey.
It just Steve
warps into Jeopardy.
All right, Spacey family for 200. Oh Lord, the Spacey family done it again. All right, Spacey family, you don't have it.
Diddling people in the bar.
Show me diddling people in the bar. Bing,
bing. Number three.
Space FMI has it. All right, we're turning it back over to Jared from Subway. That's not how this game works,
it's
but
Jared
who gives a Fogle. Shut the fuck up, faggots. It's
even his name tag says Jared from Subway.
This is Jared, last name Subway. Shut up, faggots. It's the Price is Right. I'm the announcer. Let's find a good set. Yeah, Steve Harvey coming back. Jared from Subway family, you can have it. Let me ask you something. Oh, hold on, we got to get that banter. Jared from Subway, let me ask you something.
Okay.
How'd you fuck all them kids? Let me take some notes now.
Well, first off, you want to be on the Subway diet, okay? And all it is really is just white bread with some turkey. And that's about it.
That sounds pretty gay, Jared. Let's move on. Let's just fuck kids out in the open, all right? Jared from Subway.
Going on the Subway diet.
No, Jared, shut the fuck up. Okay, it's...
Come on.
Jared, your next question. How do you fuck a child?
I convince them to go on the Subway diet, and I try to see their feet.
All right, Jared, you're out of time. Thank you. We're just trying to get back on the board.
The soundboard is lackluster, but it's okay.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? It's fine. All right, let's see. Here we go. Oh, yes. No. Oh, shut the fuck up. All right. Jared from Subway, name something associated with the vampires.
A wooden stake?
Yeah, play that shit. All right. Here we are. Hillary family to return. Who were we asking before?
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, the Spacey family to return, Mrs. Spacey. Name Miss something associated with vampires.
Sucking off kids.
Blood sucking, that's on the board.
This is the Joe Show.
Not that sound, but we'll do that one. Okay. All right, space.
Just fucking.
This is the Joe Show.
Hell yeah, brother. All right, Spacey family.
大家好，中国，现在我有。
Oh, that's our producer behind the scenes, Kim. He's working on some stuff. All right, Spacey family. Name me something else associated with vampires.
Penis?
No, that's not correct. I'm sorry. Spacey family. Subway. Jared from Subway.
Subway. Subway family.
I legit want to be like the guy from Subway. Please take it over. Subway, Jared from Subway, can you please finish out? Let me tell you, what is associated with a vampire?
Twelve-year-olds.
That is false, sir, from Jared. Other pedophile wins. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I forgot who was in the show. I'm Steve Harvey. Kevin Spacey. And I'm Steve Harvey, Kevin Spacey, Jared from Subway, Jess Spot. Happy Christmas, everyone. Thank you. Y'all didn't stop this tomfoolerish.
Imagine Family Feud having an air horn like that.
That'd be pretty fucking awesome.
That would be hilarious.
Y'all done quit y'all junk. Just be like having the D out there. Oh, Lord, is Steve done it again. Steve, don't ask the question of... Oh, yeah, I forgot. He'd be like, name something associated with a bakery. And Jared Fogle would be like, fucking kids. And he'd be like, he'd slap his forehead. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, these... Jared from Subway done it again. It's always just like Steve about to, like, pretending to have a heart attack.
Yeah, he's like about to faint or just about to drop.
Name something you do on your wedding night between two consenting adults. Steve have sex. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, forgive these shittens. I swear, Lord. Forgive these sinning adults living in sin, having sex during a mariage.
That's all it is.
During a Marriott cruise, dear Lord, forgive them. Medea, join me.
I don't need your love, I don't need your sympathy, I don't need your heart, I just need some silver sleigh, keeping ye in the dark, and you've been lying next to me, slipping on the secrets you keep, yeah, this shit gives me the creep.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.